"Gwendolyn Margaret Elizabeth Lancaster," said Mother in a firm, cross voice. "You will cease this nonsense at once." "Now, Mother," Gwendolyn replied absently, "we have discussed the matter at length upon multiple occasions." She frowned down at the gauntlet upon her left hand and rotated her wrist slightly. "The number 3 strap is too tight, Sarah. The crystal is digging into my palm. Just a moment, miss." Sarah bent nearer the gauntlet's fastenings, eyeing them over the rims of her spectacles. She made a series of quick, deft adjustments and asked, "Is that better?" Gwendolyn tried the motion again and smiled. "Excellent. Thank you, Sarah." "Of course, miss," Sarah said. She began to smile but glanced aside at Mother and schooled her expression into soberly appropriate diffidence. "There has been no discussion," Mother said, folding her arms. "Discussion implies discourse. You have simply pretended I wasn't in the room when I broached the subject." Gwendolyn turned to smile sweetly. "Mother, we can have this conversation again if you wish, but I have not altered my intentions in the least. I will not attend Lady Hadshaw's Finishing Academy. I would be more than pleased to see you enter the Etheric Engineering Academy along with—" "Oh," Gwendolyn said, rolling her eyes. "I've been working with those systems in the testing shop since I could walk, and I'm quite sure I will go mad if I have to endure 2 years' worth of introductory courses." Mother shook her head. "Gwendolyn, you cannot possibly think that—" "Enough," Gwendolyn said. "I will enter the Spyrarch's Guard. I will take the oath. I will spend a year in the service." She turned to regard her reflection in the long mirror, adjusted her skirts marginally, and straightened the lapels of her short bolero jacket. "Honestly, other daughters of the High Houses take the oath. I cannot imagine why you're making such a fuss." "Other houses are not the Lancasters," Mother said, her voice suddenly cold. "Other houses do not rule the highest habble of the council. Other houses are not custodians of the sternest responsibility within all of Spire Albion."
"Mother,"
Gwendolyn sighed. "Honestly, as if the people living in the lower levels of the Spire are less worthy somehow. And besides, those great vats and crystals all but mind themselves."
"You are young," Mother said.
"You have little appreciation of how much those crystals are needed, and not only by those of Habel Morning, or the fleet, or of all the planning and foresight that must go into producing a single crystal over the—"
"The course of generations," Gwendolyn interrupted.
"No, apparently I have not been enlightened to your satisfaction. I would, however, submit to you that another repetition of this particular bit of pedantry seems unlikely to correct the situation, and that therefore the least frustrating course of action for all involved would be to abort the attempt."
"Gwendolyn," Mother said,
her eyes narrowing, "you will return to your chambers in the next 10 seconds, or I swear to God in heaven that I shall beat you soundly."
Ah. Now they came to it. Gwendolyn suppressed a flash of purely childish fear, and then one of much more reasonable anger, and forced herself to consider the situation and the room in a calm and rational manner. Mother's outburst had been so entirely appalling as to freeze Sarah in place. The maid was perfectly aware that such a display of emotion from one of the leading ladies of Habel Morning was not something that should be witnessed by the hired help. Mother, in her anger, had been quite inconsiderate, since Sarah didn't dare simply leave the room either. How was the poor girl supposed to react?
"Sarah,"
Gwendolyn said,
"I believe I heard Cook mention that her back was still giving her trouble. I would appreciate it if you ease her duties this morning. Would you mind, terribly, delivering Father's breakfast to him and sparing Cook the stairs?"
"Of course not, Lady Gwendolyn," Sarah said, bobbing in a quick curtsy.
She flashed Gwendolyn a swift smile containing both gratitude and apology, and moved from the room with sedate efficiency.